Do boys and girls prefer different kinds of toys? It is typical for parents to buy different types of toys for boys and girls. Boys tend to gravitate towards more aggressive toys, such as toy guns, model soldiers, robot figurines, etc. Toys that are associated with girls, more often than not, concern appearance. These can take the form of customizable dolls, accessories, jewelry and makeup, etc. However, specific types of toys can appeal to both boys and girls. Spatial and constructive toys, such as Lego and jigsaw puzzles, are generally enjoyed by both boys and girls. Children in general love being creative, so toys which offer a set of creative tools like these can be preferred by all children, regardless of gender. How do toys that were popular in the past compare with toys that are popular now? In the past, the most popular toys tended to be action figures and other such models. This popularity was often boosted if these toys were branded by a particular franchise. For example, Star Wars action figures were incredibly popular during the 70s and 80s, with some still selling online today for high prices. However, children today are increasingly online, and are by and large less interested in playing with physical toys. The most popular playthings nowadays are video games, either played through a video game console or via a smartphone. Yet certain toys, such as Lego, still prove popular amongst children today. Do children enjoy playing with household objects? Generally speaking, children are full of curiosity about the world. So for children, everything in life can be a toy, including common household objects. A child might be even more interested in a TV remote than a toy because they commonly see adults using it, which makes them curious. Even if they don't know what the object is really used for, they can use it in a way that they understand. A child can use toilet paper to dress her Barbie dolls, or can use a mop as a weapon to fight imaginary monsters. Expensive toys that claim to be intellectually stimulating may not be suitable for children, but rather what they like best to play with is the most appropriate. What should people consider when choosing a toy for a child? When selecting a toy for a child, a variety of factors should be considered. One should be fairly confident as to the toy's build quality, so that it won't easily break and present a choking hazard for children. A broken toy can cut a child's skin, causing injuries and even bacterial infections. Toys that are small enough can easily be swallowed by children, posing a choking risk. Also, children's toys must be completely non-toxic, because a child's bodily resistance is very weak. It is therefore easy to ingest harmful substances, such as toxic paint, on the surface of the toy, so parents should be very careful when choosing toys for their children. Should children be allowed to choose their own toys at a toy store? It is important for children to develop their own set of preferences and a sense of individuality as they become older. If a child is able to select their own playthings, it will also ensure that they are more engaged by the toys themselves, and thus encourage more creativity and imagination. As of such, there is no harm in allowing a child some choices in purchasing their toys from a toy store. Besides, an adult influence should still be present in order to make sure that the choice is entirely reasonable and age-appropriate. What are the reasons why some parents buy their children a lot of toys? In some families, parents will purchase for their children far more toys than average. There is a myriad of reasons as to why this can be the case. Some parents might deeply value the role toys have as developmental aids, and seek to equip their child with as many as possible in the interest of their general education. Yet too many toys might be overstimulating for the child, and thus many will go unused. Another common, if less admirable, reason could be an attempt to keep the child occupied and complacent, so that they demand less of the parents' attention.